Good afternoon and welcome to this Catholic News Roundup for Monday the 30th of May 2011. The Benedictine monks who oversee the site where Jesus miraculously fed 5,000 people are building a new monastery to replace their earthquake-damaged building. The monastery at the beginning of the Jordan River is in an earthquake zone and has many cracks. The community also needs a bigger cloister as they receive about 5,000 pilgrims and tourists every day. The monks need a place of retreat and reflection and also a place to provide a meeting place for the young people they serve, including disabled youth from Israel and the West Bank. Construction on the monastery's cells is almost finished. Builders will soon begin its west wing, which includes the new monastery. The monks oversee the Church of the Multiplications of Loaves and Fish, which was built in 1982 by the German Association of the Holy Land on the site of a Byzantine church destroyed in 614 AD by the Persians. The current structure incorporates the remains of the mosaic floor of the 5th century church. Records of a church at the site date back to the end of the 4th century. A small Syrian church was built over a holy stone, which became an altar commemorating Jesus' miracle. The Christian gospel brings a flourishing of life wherever it is embraced. That was the message of Pope Benedict XVI at his midday Regina Caeli address yesterday. Drawing upon the first century story of Philip the Deacon, who preached Christ and cured many in the city of Samaria, the Pope noted that the New Testament records that there was great joy in that city. Every time we hit this expression, said the Pope to pilgrims in St. Peter's Square, in its essence it conveys a sense of hope, as if to say, it is possible. It is possible that the world will know true joy, because wherever the gospel arrives, life flourishes, just as a barren land, watered by the rain, immediately revives. Overwhelmingly Catholic Malta has voted to legalise divorce, Prime Minister Lawrence Gonzi announced Sunday after votes were counted following a non-binding referendum the day before. Gonzi, who campaigned against the introduction of divorce in the last European country where it is illegal, said it was now up to the Parliament to enact a law legalising the dissolution of marriage. This is not the result that I wished for, he said, but the will of the people has to be respected and Parliament should enact a law for the introduction of divorce. Malta is one of only two countries in the world, the Philippines is the other, that bans divorce. Chile was the last country to legalise divorce in 2004 after overwhelming public pressure. Saturday's non-binding referendum asked the island's 306,000, mainly Catholic voters, whether Parliament should introduce a new law that would allow couples to obtain a divorce after 4 years of separation. Legal separation is widespread in the European Union's smallest member state, but people find it hard to remarry. And finally, an expert on the life of early Christians has published a new book on the subject entitled Praying with the Early Christians. Rome Reports caught up with the author, Gabriele Lavori.
After the resurrection of Jesus, the group of disciples was very small. It included a few dozen people led by St. Peter and other apostles. But 3.5 centuries later, Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire. According to historians, a key factor in all this was the way early Christians lived.
They managed to attract so many people because they had a desire to live happily. Also, they showed characteristics that were very unusual for that time, like looking out for one another, loving one's neighbor, forgiveness. Moral values had deteriorated, but these Christians were willing to live according to their faith. When others saw their happiness in their lives, they started following them so they could live that way as well. When speaking of the early Christians, we can be tempted to think that they were all martyrs. There were many martyrs, but the majority of Christians were not martyred. Most were normal Christians, so to speak, fathers and mothers who lived out their faith and drew other people around them to do the same. It was a normal environment.
The book includes writings by great theologians and blessed bishops like St. Ignatius of Antioch, Gregory of Nyssa, and St. John Chrysostom. It also includes texts by other writers like Minucius Felix, who was a Roman lawyer in the year 177, and philosopher Aristides of Athens. It's a fascinating journey led by Christianity's first authors, who lived out the ideas that are now preached in the church.
And that's it for today's Rush Hour. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you tomorrow. God bless.